Andrew Host, The Joys of Parenthood. The Joys of Parenthood, Andrew Host.
There is a saying that goes, growing old is inevitable, growing up is optional. Fellow Toastmasters and guests, one of the joys of parenthood is that with a young child in tow, I can be childish. Picture, if you will, 35-year-old man sitting on a beach building sandcastles by himself. This is not a good look. Same 35-year-old sitting on the beach building sandcastles with his 5-year-old son. This is not only a good look, but is to be heartily encouraged. One of the joys of parenthood is to be the fount of all knowledge to a young and inquiring mind. Hey Dad, do ants have bones? Gee, don't know son, we might have to look that one up when we get home. Hey Dad, do mosquitoes have eyes? Perhaps not the fount of all knowledge. One of the joys of parenthood is that I get to enjoy fine literature. Bim comes, Ben comes, Bim brings Ben's broom, Ben brings Bim's broom. Bim and Ben lead bands with brooms. Ben's band bangs and Bim's band booms. Now, sit down with Dr. Seuss and read that out aloud to yourself, and you will get peculiar looks from all and sundry. But with a 5-year-old in tow, you can read Dr. Seuss out loud to your heart's content. One of the joys of parenthood is teaching and playing games. I remember teaching my young son Daniel how to play chess. Daniel, if you move that bishop there, I will take it. This is followed by a hasty retreat of the aforementioned bishop. Daniel, if you leave that pawn there, you will put your queen in danger. Oh, but how things change so quickly. My son is 16 years old now. The last time we played chess together, he beat me in 3 minutes flat. On the second game, I put up a much sterner fight. It took him 30 minutes to beat me that time. And then there's tennis. There's this magical moment after they've learnt for a little while. There's those few years when we can actually play together and I have a 50-50 chance of winning. I don't play tennis with Daniel anymore. Of course, continuous and ongoing 6-0 defeats are just too demoralising. But there are games, childish games, that I still love to play. There's this one that we used to play when he was 6 years old, and even later, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Not really a game in the strict sense of the word, because there are no rules, no winner, no end, really. It'd just be a time filler. Put my hand on the table, he put his hand on mine, put my hand on his, he put his hand on mine. That's all there was to it, to the accompaniment of much mirth and hilarious laughter. We were all in the cafe together just the other day, and I put my hand on the table. 16-year-old Daniel's just sitting there. Do you want to play, Daniel? And he gives a look. He didn't have to say anything. The look said it all. But Dad, there are other people in the restaurant. Dad, no. What happens when you put the word teen at the end of a boy's age, that he suddenly stops wanting to be silly? I don't remember stopping wanting to be silly. But I think for the sake of his embarrassment, I'm going to have to pull back on the childishness just a little bit. Perhaps sometime in the future, I will be able to be childish again. When Daniel has grandchildren.